This is the very first at Truth News Network. Today we have someone live on the air with us, a TNN subscriber, one of our partners named Phil from Tulsa. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. Glad to have the opportunity to talk with you.
So you live in Oklahoma. That's the flyover country, right?
Yes, sir. Midwest.
You're a conservative businessman, right?
I am, yes, sir.
So right now, you and others like you in flyover country, middle America, are the targets of the Democrats that are in Iowa. It all begins in Iowa. But they think if they come capture folks like you in the Midwest, the Democrats can take the White House back and maybe get the Senate and, of course, control the House of Representatives. How's that going in the Midwest with people you talk to?
Well, I can tell you this. Living in Oklahoma is great as a conservative because we are the reddest of the red states. Not one county voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election. They're very conservative values. Those values are not reflective of the Democratic Party, though.
Why do a lot of people, so many people, feel like that the news media have the pulse of all America?
Oh, no. The mainstream media do not have the pulse of middle America where I live. They don't reflect the values. They don't have the understanding of what it means to this part of the country. Conservatism, less government, individuality, and treating people with respect. I don't believe the media treats us with respect because I don't believe they think we're smart enough to think for ourselves.
What about the other people in flyover country? People you live with, you work with, your friends, what do they feel about this? Do they think the media are right on?
Most of the people I know do believe the way I do. I do also have some people that are in my friend list that are, they think differently. They're a lot more liberal. And I want to have conversations with them because I don't want it to be a one-sided opinion.
You know, here's the problem. Everybody, all of us, have to get our news from some source or sources. What we at Truth News Network have tried to do, because we got tired just like you, and we think millions of other people too, we got tired of people telling us what we think, like they know what we think. They call themselves news reporters, but they're not reporting the news. They're giving us their thoughts, their opinions, but worse, they're telling us they can do a better job of doing that and drawing conclusions than we can.
A lot of what these major media networks put out there is editorial opinion trying to sway voters into thinking the way the mainstream media thinks.
So they're not reporting. They're giving us opinions instead.
Honest journalism is dead in this country with the exception of a few outlets like your own.
Thanks for saying that about us. That's what we do, what we've tried to do. Tell you what, this gives us a chance to just segue into today's main topic, the impeachment debacle. I know you've been there from the beginning. We all have. We've looked and listened and tried to find out exactly why and what was going on and who was doing what. Let me ask you this. Even though you're a news junkie, I know you are, how did you feel about what you were being told and what you were hearing? Was there anything legitimately going on to instigate impeachment?
When the allegations came out about what he had done, I took great interest in it, as most Americans did. I wanted to see that if the commander-in-chief doing something illegal or something to benefit himself, then that's a real problem, no matter who the commander-in-chief is.
I'm pretty sure that you figured it out and you got answers on your own. How in the world did you figure those things out, and exactly what was that process?
I didn't immediately say, this is partisan. I said, we need to look into this to see exactly what's happening. Well, the more and more I listened, the more and more that I watched and read and in research, I didn't see anything. And then when they ultimately came out with the alleged high crimes, it was garbage. And it was truly at that point that I said, this is a partisan attack against the president that was duly elected, but they can't handle the fact that he is doing so many great things. He's not a globalist. He's a nationalist. He loves the United States, and he is not a perfect man, far from it. But he has done everything to improve economy and help every American. And then I said, this is a witch hunt.
I guess one of the things that blows my mind is while all the impeachment stuff has been going on, economic numbers have been through the roof. We won't even go through them here. We detail them and document them, and our partners can download them free of charge at any time. And I don't think it's even feasible to expect that anybody can look realistically today and say that in almost every area, the United States is better today than it was in 2016. Do you agree?
No doubt at all in my mind that America is better today and American people are better today. I mean, yeah, I'm a man. I've made mistakes. I've said things that I regretted. But Donald Trump, when he got in office, he said he would do certain things. And he has fulfilled almost every promise he's made. I can't remember a president in my lifetime that has fulfilled as many promises or has at least attempted to fulfill as many promises as he's made to the American people.
Why do you think Nancy Pelosi and Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff, knowing all of that, why did they push so hard for impeachment?
Well, Dan, I believe that there's something sinister happening. I mean, we know Donald Trump ran on draining the swamp. And I believe that everyone who is attacking him, including Republicans who have attacked him, like John McCain, Mitt Romney, they have something to hide. I believe that something is going on and corruption at a very deep level has happened. That is the reason why they're coming at him so fervently. They need to bring him down because they can't buy him. They can't make him do what they want him to do. He is uncontrollable in a good way because most politicians who go to Washington are controlled by either party to do their bidding, not the bidding of the American people. As a matter of fact, we have a representative in the state of Oklahoma who was elected. She's a Democrat. Her name is Kendra Horn, and she went to Washington. Her constituents overwhelmingly sent messages to her office saying, do not vote to impeach. And she voted to impeach. And there has been a rally in the Oklahoma City area. She's going to be voted out of office, and there are people lining up to vote her out because she is not voting. In the House of Representatives, you represent the people you represent, and they told her they do not want her to vote for impeachment. And she did. He voted right along party line.
You just don't have any idea of how many people we talk to are so frustrated with their members of Congress. Members of Congress are elected 2-year terms to go and represent the people from their respective districts. That means they're supposed to go up there and vote the way their people think. If they represent people in districts, shouldn't they vote the way the people in the district wants them to? How does someone like her think? What justifies making those kind of choices?
When you get to Washington, I believe if you're a Democrat, you meet with people like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and they tell you what you're going to do when you get there. And I believe if you're a Republican, when you get there, you meet with the leadership in the Republican Party, and this is what they want to accomplish. Well, Donald Trump threw a wrench in the whole process because Donald Trump couldn't be controlled by either party. And when Kendra Horn went there, I believe Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, whoever else is involved in the senior leadership, basically say, okay, you step in line or we will not support you in your reelection campaign.
So where do we go from here? How do you see what's about to happen? We're all sitting here with bated breath waiting to see if Nancy's going to send those 2 articles of impeachment across the hallway. What do you think is going to happen now?
I'm actually kind of not surprised that Nancy did what she did because it's all about power, and she has no power in the Senate, but now she's trying to quid pro quo and say, if you do this or if you give me this, then I'm going to give you the article. I think what's going to happen is it's going to get over there because the American people want to see, quote unquote, what they think justice might be. They're going to want to see at least the Senate do something, not just toss it out. So they'll go through the evidentiary issue. In the end, Donald Trump will not be impeached. He will still be president. But what I do think will happen, Dan, is I think that they've already admitted that they're going to come up with something else to try to impeach him again because they can't beat him in 2020. There's no way.
Okay, so he's not run out of office. He's still president. He gets reelected in 2020. What are they going to do from 2020 to 2024 with Donald Trump?
Well, I would hope that if it's a landslide in 2020, which I think it'll be, I'm hoping that the Democratic voters will take their party back and decide this extremism has got to go.
A generation right behind us are really worried for their kids. I know my parents were really worried about me based upon the fact they came through World War II, a whole different generation. And then the baby boomers like me, we came along and things changed. Things changed in our kids. And our kids looking ahead are seeing things changing for that generation. It always happens. This is a big deal for our kids. You've got kids, I know. What are your kids thinking about what's going on in Washington, especially this impeachment stuff?
Well, that's a great question, Dan, because they know how involved in politics I am. And you're right. I've voted for Democrats in the past. If they were conservative in value, I voted the person, not the party, because that's what I'm looking for is the ideology, not whether they have an R or a D behind their name. But my kids are at the age now that they're hearing these things. A couple of them are in college, and they're hearing lies from liberal professors saying that America is an imperialist country. They're saying all kinds of negative things about Donald Trump. And they'll come to me and say, what do you think? I said, well, this is what I think. And I tell them exactly that he has done a tremendous amount of good for this country. Yeah, he's crude. Yeah, he says the wrong things, and he's done a lot of things in his life that he's not proud of, and I'm not proud of. But in the end, he loves America. He's pro-military. He's for less government. He's lowered my taxes, and he's defending this country, sending troops in harm's way to protect American interests over it.
We want to say thanks to Phil from Tulsa, who helped us launch a new part of Truth News Network. We won't be doing this style of podcast every day. We're going to see what happens, and we want to involve you in a bigger way. We get lots of comments from you, text and emails, but we want you to participate in our show. How do you do that? It's real simple to do that. If you're a subscriber, anytime a new podcast or a new story goes up, you'll get a link overnight in an email that will send you, when you click on the link, directly to that particular story or podcast. In that email you get, if you're a subscriber, the first line will tell you what the next day's topic is going to be. And that's where you make your decision. Hey, I want to be a part of that. If you'd like to, drop me an email at partner.truthnewsnet.org. That's partner@truthnewsnet.org. Every time we do one of these, we'll reach out to one of you, just like we did to Phil. We'll talk a minute to make sure we're on the same page, and then we'll do a recording, a podcast with you, where you can speak to us and all of our followers around the world about your feelings on that particular subject. Once again, thanks to Phil from Tulsa for kicking this off.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.